Late last week, Troy's police department placed its entire drugs and firearms interdiction unit on administrative leave. Information has been trickling out regarding an internal investigation that stems from the unit reportedly entering a residence without a search warrant and then attempting to cover it up. The Times Union cites sources who were provided information on the case but are not authorized to speak about it, with the explanation that officers were tipped off by another Capital Region police agency regarding suspected criminal activity at that residence. WTEN-TV spoke with a landlord who told the station that the police activity occurred June 9th at her apartment dwelling on Oakwood Avenue. She claimed officers staked out the building for 6 hours, telling her they believed one of the apartments was being used as a stash house for cocaine and heroin and a wanted fugitive was hiding out in it. When contacted by WAMC, Troy Police declined to comment on the matter. Mark McGrath represents District 2 on the City Council.
Well, you know, all what I've read and certainly what I've heard from officials, a mistake was made, which probably could have been handled, dealt with maybe with internal discipline. But how many times have we seen that the cover-up is always worse than the mistake?
Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello, a frequent critic of the Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. She issued a statement late Friday saying in part that she is, quote, deeply concerned that this would remove from the front line of a total police department unit in our city's fight against drugs and related matters. And, I don't believe in any time in the city history has a total police department unit been removed from carrying out their duties and responsibilities. McGrath expects the case will go through appropriate legal channels.
There's, I believe, 6 officers, and they will all be afforded due process within their union contracts. I know they're handling it internally. I was appreciative that it wasn't corruption or anything of that nature. Unfortunately, you know, it was a mistake that sort of got out of hand.
Mayor Madden's office responded to a request for comment by emailing WAMC a statement, which says, in part, on Thursday, June 15, all members of the Troy Police Department's Firearms Interdiction and Narcotics Suppression Unit were placed on leave resulting from a personnel matter which involves the conduct of certain officers of the unit during a particular occasion. An internal investigation has been commenced to protect the integrity of the Troy Police Department and reassure the public's continued trust and confidence in our law enforcement officials. Madden and Mantello's full statements are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.